not that great. Our brand is not that big. We are still yet to grow. We listen to such comments when we request business owners to share their brand journey or their brand story and create more brand awareness. Let me tell you that this isn't just about getting your name out there as a brand. It's all about creating that experience for your own self and stating about how you have enjoyed the journey of your brand so far. Who knows, maybe your journey becomes the inspiration someone else needs to listen at that point of time. So let's make it a story which is worth telling. Whenever you get an opportunity, just roll with it and watch your brand become just like the cool kid on the block. Trust us, your brand and you have got insights, experiences, and a vibe that's worth spreading, is all what we have got to say to each and every business owner who is on the journey of building a brand. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We are Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. In this episode, we will be exploring how to use podcasts to boost your brand image. Your brand is your promise to your customer. It tells them what they can expect from your products and services, and it differentiates you from others who are offering the same kind of service. This can be a very powerful and an engaging strategy. So now, here are some tips to help you maximize the impact of podcasts when you choose them to boost your brand. First of all, when you want to share your experience of your brand journey, we understand that your entire brand journey cannot be condensed into a 30-minute episode. So have a clear objective in your mind and define what you want to achieve using this podcast episode which you have invested in. It can be either increasing the brand awareness, showcasing your expertise, or connecting with your audience on a personal level. Having a clear goal will help you to guide your content. Secondly, understand the audience of the podcast. Say, for example, if it is a business podcast, then you will have a business community for sure. So you have to know your target audience and create content and give out the messages that will resonate with them. You can understand their preferences, their interests and pain points. Thereby, you can share the same from your journey where they will be able to connect with you immediately and you have created a lasting impression on their minds. The third tip which I would like to give is see to it that you are providing high quality content, which should be aligning with your brand values as well. This will establish your brand as an authority in your industry, and this will keep listeners coming back for more. The fourth thing that I would like to suggest is that people connect with stories. So always incorporate storytelling into your podcast so that you can make it more engaging and relatable. So now let me give you an example of how people connect with stories or even a statement or a message. Recently, I was in a networking session with few more business owners. So towards the end, everybody said, let's click a picture of all these people who have met. The organizers of that network meet actually sat down, and there were very few ladies, and there was only one chair which was vacant next to the three organizers. So one of the organizers invited me to sit down, and then I immediately sat down. And then one more chair was immediately put next to me, and one more guy tried to sit on that chair. But the organizer made a comment saying that this row is only for senior citizens. So immediately that guy got up and said, I am not a senior citizen and I do not want to sit. And the chair was taken out and everybody stood. And we clicked the picture and we forgot about this entire episode. After about 15-20 days, I get a call from the person who made that comment, and he was explaining to me about the venue, the networking meet, because I was not able to place his voice and face together. Then I immediately recalled the statement and I asked him, are you the person who made that statement? It is for senior citizens. He said, yes. And you see, that's how we connected and bonded together so well. So you see, there is always a story, a message where people will be able to connect and engage with you. So share your success stories, your challenges and experiences when you get a chance to be on a podcast, because that will align with you and your brand. You are a personal brand and your company brand is your professional brand. And whenever you get a chance to be on a medium like a podcast medium, utilize it to the maximum. Click pictures, even if it is on a virtual Zoom, and you can share behind the scenes content, just like how I shared about this story now. And then you can highlight key takeaways and encourage discussions which are related to your products. You can go back, create a small reel about your entire experience and share it, and people would love to listen to that as well, and they will look forward to listening to your podcast. So seize the opportunity whenever you get a request. Think it as an investment in your marketing budget, especially if you are a business owner. So go ahead with this experience, get interviewed and featured as a thought leader. And if you are ready to take your brands to new heights, consider exploring the world of getting featured on business podcasts like Dream 100 Business Show. Remember, it's not just about showcasing your brand, but also connecting with a broader audience and providing real value. And thank you for joining us on Dream 100 Business Show podcast today. And we hope you found these insights valuable. And don't forget to subscribe to Dream 100 Business Show so that you never miss out on an episode. And if you enjoyed today's content, we would appreciate it if you could leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or on YouTube as well. Your feedback will help us to improve and reach out to more listeners like you. And stay tuned for our upcoming episodes, where we will continue to explore more strategies, tips, and stories to help you thrive in this ever-evolving business landscape of branding and marketing. Always feel free to reach out if you have any questions or topics which you would like us to cover in future episodes. As always, thank you for being a part of Dream 100 Business Show community, and we are always waiting to hear from you. Until next time, keep elevating your brand and making an impact. Thank you.